Well, this is 106.1 The Corner on location, The Corner Lounge, today over at Virginia Arts Recording Studio in Charlottesville. And we are pleased and very, very honored to welcome the Derek Trucks Band. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, man?
Hey, very good. Very good. We've got four of the band here in the studio setting today for the Derek Trucks Band. And Derek, who's all playing with us right now?
We have Yanrigo Scott playing one stick and a shaker.
Nice.
Todd Smalley, 72 jazz bass. Mike Madison on the vocals and Puma jumpsuit. And then I have an old Princeton amp.
We're nice. Go. Yeah, and Mike, he really does have a Puma jumpsuit going today. So
true. Yeah, he's styling. They won't let, you can't get on a plane like that, but bus, no problem.
Welcome to Charlottesville. Tonight is the concert at Old Cabell Hall at UVA. It's one of the college gigs here. And, well, we'll talk a little bit about it and about the tour right now. But first, let's jump right into a song. What do you guys have first?
Do the first track of off of our album, Already Free. It's called, it's an old Bob Dylan tune called Down in the Flood.
This is the Corner Lounge live on 106.1 The Corner. We are on location today at Virginia Arts Recording Studio in Charlottesville, virginiaarts.com. We've got the Derek Trucks Band in here. And Derek, we've got four of the guys in here right now, but the full show tonight at Old Cabell Hall at UVA, it's all six of you, right?
Yeah, everyone will be there.
Nice.
They'll be awake by then. These are the early risers right
here.
Yeah,
rock and roll time. Right. I know what you mean. Have you played here in Charlottesville before?
We have. It's been a while. I don't think we haven't played the college yet, but I think it was Star Hill. We've done a handful of times and tracks way back when.
Way back in the day, yeah.
We made a few trips through.
Well, congratulations on already free and, man, a super busy 2009. Did I see 12 countries and four continents?
Been a busy one. It's been a good year, though. We had a great tour through Europe, a great tour in Japan, actually two trips to Europe, and the support behind this record in the States has been great. So it's been a solid year.
That must be quite an endeavor, though, taking a full six-piece band literally around the world. I mean, it's one thing to hop in the tour bus and drive around the U.S., but international touring.
Yeah, crossing borders with this crew is an undertaking. whole team of lawyers.
Oh, I suppose so. Now, I saw on your website, though, you have some time off planned for 2010, a little bit of a hiatus. Is that right?
That's the idea. We'll see what happens. You know, we have a studio behind the house, so I'm sure we'll be doing a lot of writing and recording, and we'll see where it goes. But yeah, we're planning on actually taking at least the first few months of the year off, which hasn't happened in about 16, 18 years. So,
well, and there are plans for a new live CD too, right?
Yeah, that's in the works. Actually, when we get home tomorrow, we spend the next 2 or 3 days mixing the live record. It's from two shows that we did in Chicago earlier this year.
Okay,
really, really strong night. So I'm excited about that.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask. Today's show seems to be kind of a one-off. There isn't like an extensive tour. The tour's kind of wrapping up right now.
Well, we've been out for a few weeks. We played Montreal, Canada, two nights ago. Then we have about 2.5 weeks off after this. But we finished mixing the record. We're doing a recording session with Herbie Hancock for his upcoming record. So it's going to be a full time off as they usually are. We got baseball games, too.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
We are talking with the Derek Trucks Band in the Corner Lounge. They are playing tonight at Old Cabell Hall at UVA. And we should stress, it is open to the public, and you can still get tickets for tonight's show. I think it's one of those deals where it's a cheaper ticket price if you're a UVA student or faculty. But the general public can come down and just get tickets at the door tonight at Old Cabell Hall. One thing that's really impressive about Already Free is what you call the seven creative virtues. And I love the little writing by John Snyder about the seven creative virtues in the liner notes. But would you, for folks who aren't familiar with that, maybe run us through what that's all about?
You know, that's our old friend John Snyder's crazy mind at work. We've known him. When I was 15, I recorded with him on a Junior Wells session. Then he came out to see our band in New York City at a club called Manny's Car Wash, and he was the first one to really stick his neck out. He signed the group, recorded us. He did our first three records, and he's just a fascinating character. We love John. We wanted to, we just gave him free rein. We're like, have at it, you know, do your worst. So he got little rips in on everybody, and it's a nice little write-up, though. He's been around forever. He had a great label called Artist House Records in the 70s that he signed a bunch of avant-garde jazz and blues artists, and the artists went on half the masters. It was pretty unheard of at the time. So, of course, it went bankrupt, but it was some great music made. Ornette Coleman, James Blood Ulmer, and he's a fascinating character. Now he's teaching down at Loyola. He's got a bunch of young guys that are helping him start another label, so I'm sure you'll hear from him again.
The album is called Already Free, and I just wanted to talk about, Derek, your time frame with the Derek Trucks Band and all your work you do with the Allman Brothers and your wife, Susan Tedeschi, who just had a birthday, by the way. So
right.
Happy birthday to her. What, yesterday, I think?
Yeah, we had the day off in D.C., so we had a nice day in the Capitol, nice dinner.
Nice.
Good, yeah. Her tour just finished two nights ago. think they finished up in New Hampshire. So actually both bands were in the same place. It was a free for all.
Well, and the scheduling between, you know, her being a full-time musician and you as well with several projects always going on and now raising a family. Like, how do you balance all of that?
It's a juggling act. A lot of balls in the air at all time. It's crazy. But, you know, we're fortunate. I mean, we get to do what we love. We play music for a living. And, I mean, there's a lot of traveling, a lot of touring, but it works out. You know, building that studio behind the house was kind of looking a few years out, and,
sure.
and that's one of the reasons that taking time off is you know, in the future.
How many kids do you have now?
Two.
Seven and five years old. Seven and five. Are they taking an interest in music?
A little bit. I mean, you know, they're my daughter more than my son. My son is in sports mode right now.
Okay.
So, but that's where I was at seven too. We'll see.
Sure. Do they get to go on the road with you guys sometimes?
They travel quite a bit.
Okay. About
a month ago, I got a letter from Delta for my son and my daughter, and they were gold medallion members because that's how much they travel. It took me 12 years to get that.
Have they adjusted to that lifestyle a little bit, you think? Or is that just seem like what they do kind of thing?
Yeah, that's natural to them. I was driving my kids and the neighbor's kids to school maybe 2 months ago, and my son was kind of quizzing his little girlfriend about the music she listens to, and he was like, you know Stevie Wonder and Bobby Womack and John Coltrane. She's like, no. He's like, you're missing out on so much. So what's normal to them is not normal to everyone else. They're corrupted at five and seven.
Yeah, but influence them early, you know. Explore the world of music and everything. It's Derek Truck's band here in the Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner on location today at Virginia Arts Recording Studio. And they're playing tonight. You got the full six-piece band at Old Cabell Hall at UVA. And we really appreciate you taking some time.
Yeah, man.
And doing this session for us. Let's do another song here. What do you have next?
This is actually the last track on the record called Already Free.
This is the Derek Trucks Band in the Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner.
Thank you.
This is 106.1 The Corner. The Corner Lounge is on location today with the Derek Trucks Band over at Virginia Arts Studio. And gentlemen, welcome back to Charlottesville.
Yeah, man.
It's always a great live show, and we're very, very excited. And we want to plug, tickets are available yet at the door for tonight at Old Cabell Hall. And I saw after tonight, you got a couple weeks off, like you were saying, a couple shows in early December in Atlanta and Mobile. But what about the Christmas holidays? What do you guys have planned now that we're to that time of the year?
Time off, man. Yeah. Time off.
Sounds like you well-deserved.
Christmas tree in Florida. Surfing on Christmas Day.
Well-deserved, and you've worked hard all year for that. I wanted to close our segment today with a song off of the CD, Already Free. And we're going to play Back Where I Started, which features your wife, Susan Tedeschi, on vocals, but also co-written with Warren Haynes. Maybe tell us a little bit about this song.
It's actually a different Warren Haynes than everyone knows. It's the same one.
What? Oh, I'm so gullible. I fall for everything. You guys always pulling my leg.
You know, that's a song that we had the track finished for a while, and we were just trying to find the right lyric for it, and Warren was down. We were working on tunes for the Allman Brothers tour, and I played him that track, and he had lyrics that he had written a while ago that just seemed to fit perfectly. And he sang it down, and I loved his version of it, but I just kept hearing a female voice, and
okay.
I remember that I knew a female singer, so got Susan out there in one take, and that was that. So
oh wow, one take, really?
Pro, professional.
She is a pro. Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us today, and we're looking forward to a terrific show at Old Cabell Hall tonight. And it's the Derek Trucks Band here in the Corner Lounge. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.